NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
And we've got Mr. Amish, aka Hamish, in studio. Hello.
Good morning.
People sometimes get mixed up there as Mr. Amish, but it is actually Amish.
Yeah, that's 100% correct.
Do you ever get annoyed?
Nah, I can completely understand that.
Yeah, because yeah. I would think Amish. I've been corrected enough that you know it's Mr. Amish. But anyways, we're talking about Pump the Volume.
Pump the Volume.
Yeah, Volume.
Pump the Volume, yeah.
You know, like it's supposed to be, you're saying volume, but it's about very interesting. You really have to volume.
Yeah, it's just trying to emphasize the attitude towards the album.
Yeah, the album is very, you show a pretty more funkier side of Mr. Amish on this one.
Yeah, music influences changed massively over that period of time, but also the environment that I was creating the music changed the way I was making music, so yeah.
Could you elaborate on the environment?
I think I just had some surgery and what was going on? Yeah, I just couldn't move. So I was kind of stuck on the ground making music. So I was trying to create a little party for myself.
Just on the floor, yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Nice. Were you listening to anyone in particular at the time?
yeah. I was definitely listening to a lot of Moody Man. I think that changed my game a bit. Just listen to my own music too much as usual.
Nice, I like that. The first track is You Got It Babe. What's the story behind that one?
That came about real naturally and kind of passionately, and it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of just an uplifting, keeping you going kind of thing.
Oh yeah, okay.
I don't know, it's you can take it whichever way you want, but just the whole, I don't know, not letting yourself fade away in terms of not having energy and passion in your life. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like staying focused, knowing that you have it within yourself.
Wonderful.
To do.
You got it.
Do you.
You got it. You got it, babe. By Mr. Amish. Got it, babe. Mr. Amish. And now the second track is Pump the Volume 1.
Pump the Volume 1.
How did you record all of this?
Just with a keyboard and a bass guitar and a tape machine and a guitar and some pedals.
All on the bedroom floor.
On the bedroom floor. But it could have been somewhere else, so it depends what you envision it, how you envision it was created.
And can you tell me about the series, the consecutive tracks, Pump the Vault, Volume 1, 2, and 3? Do they go in a certain order to tell a story or anything, or just the mood?
I think it's definitely just they all are really cohesive together, and they actually do smooth into each other on the master tapes that I made before I digitized it. They're all just running together real smoothly as I made them on within the same 2 days or something.
Shall we all listen to them in one go?
Yeah.
Is that the best way?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, You Gotta Babe goes into it all as well. It all smooths together, the first five at least, anyway.
Nice. Well, listen to Pump the Volume 1, 2, and
Bye.
3.
Bye! We'll be right back.
That was Pump the Valium 3, 2, and 1. Real groovy. It's like nod your head vibes. Mm. Like, pump the Valium, yeah. The next track is Dance Zombie. The album cover, is that the Dance Zombie that you're talking, referring to? Or
Yeah, for me it is, yeah. Like, I mean, you can envision your own Dance Zombie, but for me that's definitely the Dance Zombie.
And it's like a friendly looking zombie.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. He's only out to have a good time. He's not there to do anything else other than
to enforce dance.
A good time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, hell yeah.
He's straight to the point. He's not, he's not really an abstract kind of thinker.
Is there anything about this track that you want to talk about?
I think it speaks for itself. I'd like to be able to speak some, give some, yeah, give some wider meaning to it, but
The zombie does the talking.
The Dance Zombie really just demands you to pay attention to him, or it, them, they, who,
nice.
Where.
Dance Zombie.
Dance Zombie.
Can I borrow your...
This is private.
Oh, My God.
Take your passion for photography to a whole new level. Pro Gear, unparalleled quality. At Free Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
It's the Snedir.
95BFM presents Con and Moccasin, Thursday, February 8th and Friday, February 9th at the Hollywood.
Please take it off. Please take it off.
Wine by Conan. Beer by Conan. Food by Conan. Film by Conan. Con and Moccasin with very special guests. Thursday, February 8th and Friday, February 9th at the Hollywood. Tickets from Under the Radar.
Gaze upon a truer truth. Watch as cruel Mistress Entropy wraps her greedy lips around all of being. In a cosmic moment, we too will be smothered in the maternal belly of a nothing. Listen, can you hear the song the stars sing? In elegy of their own light.
Oh no, I'm so into that. I think I played it earlier.
Oh, good, good.
Stare eternity in the face. The Wednesday Wonderful with Bridge. Only on 95BFM.
Good, good.
Before the break there, we heard Dance Zombie by Mr. Amish, who is here in studio.
Hello.
Real name's Hamish. Mr. Hamish, take up the H. Then it's Mr. Amish.
Or Amish, whatever you want to call
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, we use electronics.
So we've got one last track. This one's called Sleaze. What's the story behind Sleaze?
I don't know. I guess I just directly took inspirations from Sleaze Pop and or just my idea of that. This is what I think could be listenable in that, well, from that genre.
It's quite a sleazy vibe.
Yeah, it's just a bit of sleaze vibes. Nothing too serious going on. Just a bit of sleazing. No particular direction from the sleazer. Yeah. We got a chick on the on some of the tracks there. Also on Dance Zombie. Big shout out. But it's a good little track.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in. You've deleted your Facebook page, right?
I believe so.
So people can't really go and like you, but we can find you on Bandcamp instead.
Yeah, you can just Google that, and I have an Instagram which I find also intrusive and anxiety causing, but I don't know how else to get my shit out there.
Yeah, you gotta use social media these days.
There's a while that I didn't think that I wanted to try and push it out, but I think you gotta have some kind of platform to connect, but yeah, just generally Bandcamp, I guess.
Mr. Amish.
SoundCloud, yeah.
Yeah, mramish.bandcamp.com. You get the all a whole catalogue on it, basically.
Yeah, it's got the discography.
Nice. Well, thank you so much. Let's listen
to...
All good. Always a pleasure. Here is Sleaze by Mr. Amish. From Pump. The volume.
On the volume.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.